Blog Talk Radio.
The views that are expressed on AMC Press Live are the views of the host, and it does not reflect on any affiliations or sponsors. The show can be inappropriate site, so listener discretion is advised, and get ready for the heck of a ride.
And our sponsors for tonight are Staples and our Stamps.com and GoDaddy, where AMC Press and Co. our new URL is a part of. So yeah, if feel free, GoDaddy is the place to be for sponsors. For sponsors and for good products. So, yeah. And again, we also have Swigs on the line, along with Mr. Johnny.
Here I am.
Yeah!
Fuck Johnny. Show. Again.
Yeah. And I'm Allison, of course. I hate talking in the third person, but...
Anyways.
Donnie, do you have a dryer running in the background?
No, it's my heater.
Oh.
It could be 10 times worse. And definitely glad that you're actually called in. That's...
Yeah, oh, never mind.
What?
Especially when...
Yeah, oh, never mind.
And as you could tell, there's been some changes, which you could see, new logo, new stuff, so yeah. And...
substantial changes.
Yeah. I know Johnny has some topics he likes to, he would gladly just, Johnny, take over tonight. That's all I'm going to say. You have ball, you decide what we shall discuss.
You know what? I know this thing is story, but we can off with it.
You posted a crap load on the group. So, go from there.
Where to start? Oh, yeah, how about that Happy Meal? Like...
Charlotte, explain.
About
the Iron Pigs, and it's a frickin'...
Oh, yeah, the Iron Pigs, yeah. See,
bacon?
The Iron Pigs are actually going to start with wearing bacon uniforms this season.
Okay, that could lead into so many bad things. Like, you could, this could lead into some interesting, it would lead into more discussion, but it kind of seems, it honestly is, the point of saying who the fuck cares if they're wearing bacon or how pointless is it that they chose bacon when clearly there's other things.
Yeah.
there's so many other ways of doing that logo. Sorry.
Which kind of makes sense because bacon comes from pigs.
Yeah, but
we had a bacon lover in the chat room.
But then people can make fun of. But then, I'm sure that they could, that people could say some pretty nasty names.
Yeah. True.
Ew.
What are the Iron Pigs?
They'd be the AAA affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Wasn't the Red Barons also part of Philadelphia Phillies at one point?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think that's where the Red Barons moved down to Lehigh Valley.
Right.
I thought Red Baron made pizza.
Yeah,
that's wrong, Red Baron.
Hey, this is from the same stadium that brought you the
Red
you
Baron
can play
pizza.
Games while...
Red Baron pizza does not equal baseball. Sorry.
Yeah. I'd rather have one of Allison's pizzas than a Red Baron any day.
Oh, thank you. That's real nice to know. And I'm sure people would look. It would be interesting if they did a whole chocolate and bacon uniform. Like,
oh, that.
That would be kind of hilarious. Like Hershey's chocolate.
But yet, chocolate and bacon seem to go together. It's crazy.
Cover
bacon, I kid you not.
Oh, God, that's gross. That's like a heart attack right there.
Look on ThinkGeek. They have shit like that. So if you like chocolate and bacon, ThinkGeek is for you. Which I like. I occasionally go on to ThinkGeek for other things. So, it might not be for most people, but
there are places that actually sell it around here.
They sell chocolate bacon.
They sell chocolate colored bacon. Yeah.
Yes.
It must be a Philly thing.
Yeah.
it's
well, you guys are known for those cheese steaks and everything else.
Yeah.
All that stuff that's bad for you.
but either way, if you bring in any, it I have to say it's at least better than smoking or doing cigarette still bacon. At least you die is happy.
Yeah.
You would die because of eating some amazing food.
Yeah.
Sorry for being cold. Yeah. Dirty mind. Think of death. Yeah. Not a good combination.
Oh, my. Oh, Lord.
Oh, also, Tasty Cake is 100 today. 100 years old.
Wow.
Tasty Cake is.
Yeah. The company was founded on February 25th, 1914.
Are they the ones that make those fudge rounds? I used to get those at lunchtime a lot in school.
The butterscotch crimpets?
No, I don't know those.
Yeah. The donuts.
Ew, I don't like donuts.
Chocolate bells? Oh, chocolate bells. Oh. They're like chocolate. On the inside of the chocolate, it's like a chocolate cake filled inside with cream filling. Like, oh my gosh.
No, Tasty Cake was a cake. I love their donuts. I was never a fan of, but their little pies. And Red Hood shall be in our new little addition to the team. So, running a little late. But
and we're teasing Mike Blue Light. Easy cakes.
Who did you say is running late, Alakin?
Red Hood, our new member of Team.
Oh.
Yes. Which everyone, life throws curveballs, so.
All the time.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
So.
What was that for?
I don't know.
Today happens to be Tasty Cake Day in the state of Pennsylvania and in the city of Philadelphia. It was declared
that Pennsylvania?
It was declared that today is Tasty Cake Day in Pennsylvania and in the city of Philadelphia.
Why do they say that? That's kind of redundant. I mean, Philadelphia is in Pennsylvania, so why are they adding that little clip at the end?
Because both state and city.
So.
And Johnny's kind of talkative tonight.
I know.
That's a good thing.
I agree.
Uh-oh.
What?
I just kicked myself out of the studio.
Oh boy. yeah.
Whoops.
Okay.
That was smart.
Why keep me radio?
did you try to think that it would be fun to kick you off of said studio? Or did you want to hear...
That's what I should have done was. Anyways.
So it's definitely interesting, especially with live radio.
Hey, you never know what.
And I'm just babbling. I'm just babbling, but hey, whatever works.
Yeah.
Whatever fucking works.
At least the fact...
I know you posted a lot about the Samsung and Taco Bell at breakfast, which kind of blows my mind.
Taco Bell is not their breakfast.
Wait, what about Taco Bell and breakfast?
Taco Bell is about to open up at 7 a.m. for breakfast.
Why would you
and
want to
provide
breakfast?
How about a waffle taco?
Yeah.
Did you say a waffle taco?
That's what I said, a waffle taco.
Ugh.
I don't know about that.
Tell you what, those AM Crunch Wraps look good. You get a piece of bacon, eggs, and a hash brown all wrapped up in the Crunch Wrap.
Ew.
That sounds pretty awesome.
No.
I would never go to Taco Bell for breakfast. Sorry.
Yeah. No, neither would I.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go to the wall and stick with my breakfast burrito. Breakfast burrito and coffee and hash browns.
The only good hash browns at fast food joints are the ones at Burger King. Those little circular ones.
It's crazy how this could just happen and everything. It's like ever changing, where everyone wants to make money, wants to make a hell of a lot of money. So what's the best way of doing it? find something that is of all mine, like Taco Bell. And it's solved.
Breakfast is becoming a huge deal.
Well, they're always saying it's supposed to be the most important meal of the day.
Yeah, it is, but who really is counting? Who really thinks about breakfast when you're busy and you have a busy life?
Yeah.
Because I know sometimes I forget about breakfast, but that's me. Don't do what I do. Just don't.
Yeah, if I skip breakfast, I usually have a headache by lunchtime.
But it, sometimes with me, I kind of, depending on how my day is or how late I get up, I go into a brunch. So, say, So, I know, I can tell you what time I've gotten up recently, 10, 11. So, I'm already into...
That's what I do every day, Alec.
Besides the whole working and working at home, that means I get brunch instead of lunch, which means I could have soup, I could have salad, I could have whatever leftover we have available or order out. So, yeah.
Johnny, stop farting in the phone.
Oh, God. You, Johnny. Only you. Johnny. Maybe I should create we should have a nice sign up about the do not go past go on certain sound effects. Go past go, and you end up having.
You end up having to pay $200.
No,
$500.
Yeah. And we. Red Hood.
I think I know who's. I think I know who might be on the line.
Red Hood.
Red Hood.
Yes. Yes, Red Hood. Yes. Hello. So, what's it?
Here it is.
Ding dong.
Johnny's having too much fun playing with sound effects. And the other, and Red Hood meets Swig. Yes.
Yes. We've been on the line a couple times before.
Oh, hello.
Hey, at least I'm feeling like myself again.
Yes,
like yourself.
What, weren't yourself for a while?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
The last laugh.
Exactly what I was going to say. The last 97 seconds, yeah, I'm going to be yourself.
Do you have, like, split personalities or something, Johnny?
No, like, last week, which I will not get into detail of on the air.
Good idea. Yeah. I say if you need to discuss certain matters off air. Let's just keep on rolling.
Let's be professional.
Yes,
professional is big thing. Big
thing. So anyway.
We were discussing breakfast and brunch and potential and me waking up late and me having the benefits of having brunch.
Oh, so breakfast and brunch and you waking up late like you do every day.
Pretty much.
Because I sort of have witnessed this.
I
witness this, and then she actually has to call me up. You know.
Oh, yeah.
It was, but then again, Taco Bell, what I never got was the fucking dog.
Yeah.
The little chihuahua.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Exactly. I never got that. I never got why the fuck, what the heck, you know, you had, the Piratical Bell, I always imagine an Indian dog doing it. And then the sequel is a Beverly Hills Chihuahua. A Beverly Hills Chihuahua too. I'm convinced, I'm rather convinced that the fucking dog, right, both of those movies. I'm convinced of that. I don't know why, but, you know, I'm also convinced that, you know, that company is run by a bunch of chihuahuas who have very small brains.
Conspiracy.
You know, I'm sort of putting it together now. Like, their orders are bark, 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 bark. And all you can see, all the humans can see, is not even translators. They can't even see translators. They can see, all they can see is fucking tacos.
Oh my god!
So...
Like the Swedish chef, like pork, 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 pork.
Exactly. Exactly. Pork, 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 pork,
pork, pork, pork, pork. What about, think about it this way, what would you think about seeing, I could just imagine real talk chihuahuas running a company, and then
could you imagine how that would play out?
You walk into the building and there's a bunch of those little bug-eyed freaks running all around.
and the funny thing is, my father actually had a chihuahua growing up, so yeah, when you...
Bug-eyed and going, oh yes, now we run, it's like, I hear, come the fuck on. Who in their right mind would let a chihuahua first run a company, let alone manage the banking assets of a fucking company? Could you imagine what the Amazon orders are going to look like of a pound of feet of chihuahua food that's going to be coming their way? In all honesty, and the fact that we have a slogan of the nose for news, I mean, chihuahuas have small fucking noses. It's not like a fox.
Yeah,
fox,
I know.
You know, it's like that song. You know, it's more like. What does the chihuahua say? Oh yes, it goes slow, and it bumps into walls, and a huge fuck off head.
No, and they're also as hyper as hell. So,
oh wait,
hyper
as hell. Plus, why don't you go get some Adderall then? No, oh god.
Could
you imagine? I am hyper focused. And all the other chihuahuas, at the board meeting were going, Roger never used to be this way.
It's the whole point of you, like, you fuck with me, you get it. It's the whole,
no, you fuck with me, you get it. It's kind of like, you fuck with me, you get it, but it's, you fuck with me, and...
Every single fucking thing.
I mean,
it's to the point of, I could picture it being so hilarious. Little dog versus a big ass motherfucker. Which one do you think would end up winning in that fight?
Motherfucker. No, but 6 foot motherfucker versus a chihuahua. Now you tell me. In a boxing ring, who would win?
I would say the little guy, because the little guy could be as hyper as hell and end up really causing some some damage.
No, don't underestimate the don't underestimate the little guy.
No, don't underestimate the little guy, because the little guy always fucking wins. It's funny how my dad is 6 feet tall. I just had a yelling match with, and I actually won, broke down the door, and stormed out. And I'm 5'7". That should explain
stuff. Yeah.
Something. You know.
Yeah. I always say, I may be small, but
yeah.
Boy, when I want to let something be known,
yeah.
A woman with a mission that can...
A woman with a mission? More like women, plural, with a mission. The mission being, oh yes, we can.
Yeah.
But the other mission of men going, oh shit, we're in trouble, where are my balls?
It's like
my balls went missing 2 days ago. Where the fuck are they?
There's
a oh, wait a second. I know, they're in the chihuahua. I know, they're in the chihuahua. They're in the chihuahua. And the ASDCA has my nuts in a sack.
It's like women could be vicious. That's first thing first.
You're telling me. Women.
Yeah, just...
My friend Lauren right now, who's listening to this whole entire affair, unfortunately, she has her lights out. I don't know why, but she has her lights out, and she's trying to be lulled to sleep by our voices. So let's just make a one-off, shall we? What?
Oh my!
I mean, really?
Women, depending on who you're dealing with, can be very, 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 or very, very mean.
Well, my dad used to be both. He has an autocracy.
And I always say strong women. Having a strong woman by your side definitely makes a difference.
Yes. Yes, most people could say that.
Very true.
You know, most people can say that. And there are strong women out there, don't get me wrong. But, you know, strong women plus strong women, you know, wasn't there a fucking show called Strong Men, wait a second, Strong Women Medicine Woman or something like that?
I think it's Dr.
Quinn Medicine Woman.
That's right. Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman. It would have been Dr. Chihuahua Medicine Woman. Maybe it would have more success rating that way. Could you imagine?
Could you
imagine the parody that would take place?
I could picture Chihuahua plus
Xena, Princess Warrior Chihuahua.
Oh god.
We can keep going with this.
Oh yeah, I know we can.
Wait a second. Even better. Stewie Griffin. All we need is Chihuahua.
Oh god. Stewie plus Chihuahua means interesting.
Damn you all.
So that means that it could be fun. It could make for a very fun parody. I can't see why no one has caught on with the dog parodies. Like, Because there's so many different things out there. Why don't you just go and just make parodies of whatever? It doesn't matter. Or it might matter to some people, but...
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it's like looking at... Oh, God.
Apparently, we're being brought to you by Chihuahua tonight.
No. The show is brought to you by the skinny bitches who own Chihuahuas on the Upper East Side who never ever get a grip. When they're in Bed Bath & Beyond, they all... Like, today, I was in the Container Store, right? And this segment is brought to you by bitches who own Chihuahuas on the Upper East Side. You know, I was in the Container Store, and I don't know about you, but I hate walking into a store. I own cats. I love cats. I'm a cat person. I'm also a dog person. But I'm preferable to cats. Cats. I have two Maine Coons at home. Anyway, I'm walking in, and it's funny, because, like, the funny with Chihuahuas is... It's funny with Chihuahuas, how small they are and how much they can fit into a bag. And the bag that basically says, I absolutely own this bag. I own this bag. I am territorial in this bag. I will not get out of this bag. My human will have to cavort me around the Upper East Side, and around the Lower East Side, and around the West Side, and the North Side, and whatever, and be like, yeah, I own this bag. I'm in this bag. I don't fucking care about you. I'm in this bag. You know, fuck me, I'm on the plane shit. I'm in this bag, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, it just, you know, it would be pretty damn funny. What do you think, Squiggs?
Squiggs is gone.
Oh.
Yeah, Squiggs left. Squiggs dropped, which makes things kind of... I hope he calls in the next time, because kind of... I have to say, him coming on is just a blast. I can't say anything more about it. It's just... makes more sense to say that Swigs could bring some unique insight to the show.
Yes, I'm starting to get things going around here. The wheels are turning.
And I'm just hoping that no more snow to eat. That's all I could say.
I'm
more
pleading.
No more snow, because I have shit to do and places to go.
We both know this.
I mean, there's snow tomorrow.
I know. We both know this.
You can get a little bit of snow.
Tell me something I don't know now.
Exactly.
It's supposed to get a little snow tomorrow morning. It's like, come on. Just even a little bit is like rubbing salt in the wounds. Yes, Michael, snow is evil.
Snow could just, why can't there just be different? Why can't it just be a little bit different than things? Why can't we just pick when we get snow? Snow, like...
Do you know what? I think no snow.
Shut it off until next year.
Snow, Snow can suck my dick.
makes sense. Just a little.
Sort of.
Yes, yes.
But no, I mean, it is strange. It's very strange about chihuahuas. Why do they exist, though? That's the funny part. What's the funnier part?
That chihuahuas could end up... It's like, how many movies have they had... Has there been chihuahuas in where they're, like, the evil villain? Especially in, like, the Disney movies.
I mean, Disney villains. Let's go around the room and see who. I mean. Let's go around them in terms of villains, you know, alone. What in the world? I think my favorite is Jafar.
Yeah.
I love Jafar and I love Scar. Mix those two together, be one fucking fucked up villain. Wouldn't it be?
Yeah, it would.
I mean, Jafar, fuck you. Actually, if you go on, here's a plug for theater community in Chicago. If you go on YouTube, go see the musical Twisted. It is hilarious, and it's from Jafar's point of view. And
cool.
It's very funny. It's from the point of view Jafar and how he has more power or more clout, you know, and why does everybody despise him? It's very funny. It's very good too. But yeah, what are your favorite villains?
I myself love Lady and the Tramp, just because Lady and the Aristocats, those were just...
Oh, the Lady and the Aristocrat was fucking hilarious. I mean...
And Lady and the Tramp has to be... the one of the best for me is Lady.
Lady and the Tramp, but you know my favorite villain.
That was just funny with like the cats. The cats in general were just so funny.
Well, the cats in general are really fun, but I think that in The Incredibles, my favorite parody of a villain. Has to be, the little short dude with a huge...
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Afro.
I will. Oh, and Slick just called back in, so...
Slick, yes, I'm here, I'm back. Are you guys talking Disney movies?
Yes, and how did you appear?
How did I appear? I called back in.
Oh my god, the mystery is great.
Dun 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 dun.
Oh my god.
Johnny, you're not.
So anyway, where did you go?
Where did I go? Technical difficulties, and I had to go to the bathroom.
Okay. Oh, technical.
You know, because that needed to be put out there in public.
TMI.
Okay. Well, that's oversharing now.
Man, George Takei is busy tonight.
Oh my.
George Takei is always busy. Oh my.
Bye.
I mean, George
So anyway, I like that Emperor movie. What was the name of that one?
What, Emperor's New Groove?
Yeah, that one. I like that one.
My favorite was Strictly Talking Villains, but my
Your favorite was what?
Was Strictly Talking Disney Villains.
Oh, Disney Villains, okay.
Yeah, my favorite villain, just because she's so psychotic, and you could actually use her as a case for ADHD, which is Cruella de Vil.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Be my favorite when I was a kid.
Was what?
What?
Cruella de Vil?
Yes.
Psychosomatic bitch. But I mean, honestly,
I always had a fondness for villains, though.
Well, me too. I just
well, it's just you wouldn't have a story without a villain. And as much as they always are, as villains are, for lack of a better word, vilified, you wouldn't have a story if there was no bad guy. And heroes wouldn't
very,
be heroes without bad
true.
Guys.
I mean, like, you can have it. I mean, I'm a playwright by nature, but, you know, I create villains off of reality, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, if I want to have a villain, and Allie knows this as well, if I want to have a villain, the first thing I will go to that makes sense to me is there's a character trait book that I own, and it's written by a psychologist, and it displays every side effect known to man about, like, everybody from, you know, every piece of item from any psychological thing, including, like, assassins, hijackers, you know.
Yeah.
You know, anything. And all pages
I myself
fat.
Have never been a fan of villains. However, I have to say, the one villain that I kind of thought was cool was Magnificent and Snow White's evil stepmother, because they
Snow White's
more
evil
cool.
stepmother was actually.
Wait, Snow White's or Cinderella's evil
no,
stepmother?
No, sorry, Cinderella. Sorry, mixing them up.
Cinderella's evil stepmother. I think she could have been a bit more bitchy, but, you know, that's just me.
Her stepsisters were hysterical when they were singing that Sing Sweet Nightingale song.
Oh, yeah.
I
mean, the musical to it, the musical is very, very...
I just think about how much craziness Cinderella had to pop with. It was the whole, my shape's bigger than your shit. Or, yeah, you might be lower class or whatever. It still doesn't matter, and I could see where the class system still comes in a little bit today because of...
Yeah,
but, like, it would be kind of funny if you had to really... who was actually poor, and he couldn't do the things he wanted to do.
Isn't that usually what makes a villain, though? They're unable to do what they want to do.
Right.
What I understand is why all the good guys always have all these great and wonderful personality traits and everything, but if you look at their circumstances that they're in, they would not have those personalities.
But
I mean, Cinderella, for example, she would
too.
Not be this sweet and wonderful woman. I mean, she would
right.
just be a miserable, miserable woman.
True, which Which one are we talking
right,
about?
But
then?
But there's a point in time where when you're put through shit a lot in life, there's a point where you kind of want to thumb your nose up to whatever issues going on in life.
Well, yeah, I mean, like tonight, I wanted to thumb my nose off my parents, and I think I did, definitely. But, you know, because I talked to them, but, you know, it is funny in the fact that when you have when you have everything in terms of
material possessions.
You know, material possessions, it's easy, you know, to sum your nerves. But it's even funnier when you have everything of material possession and you're still thumbing your nose at your son who has ADHD and you just don't completely understand how, you know, in terms of, like, villains, right? Villains, if we had to go on the ADHD scale or any disability scale, we would actually, you know, get to pinpoint what symptoms they have, and it would actually be quite funny.
Right. I agree. It's like, this villain has, like, Cinderella's evil stepmother had to be a narcissist. Sure enough.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm saying that because of how she wanted to have all the attention. She didn't care who it was affecting. I even liked a Cinderella story with Hilary Duff and, like, their, that whole thing. Because it was just, that movie really hit her. There was times growing up, I was like, yeah, I'm not going to go nowhere in life. And then seeing, like, how it played out. How someone who had nothing can have everything in a matter of time. And when you wait, time can make things really good. And those that are trying to belittle or put you down become something that really shouldn't be. They become the villain and or something like the complete, they just put on a face to be like, yeah, let's be normal. Oh, yeah, let's be normal.
Which is just like my parents. It's, they put on a face that is so, it's exhausting. It's exhausting to see.
Is it one of those
yes.
situations where they'll be, like, yelling and screaming at you 1 minute, and then the next second, like, the phone's ringing, and they're picking up the phone, and they're all, hello!
That's exactly it!
I've never understood how people can do that.
No. I mean, like, I grapple with them because they can't understand a real-life person who's right in front of them who has a disability, right? But they say...
Or two people. I wouldn't be surprised if people, like, even though I have a disability,
right.
Come off as normal as possible.
Yeah, and the funny part is that that's the same thing with me, but yet when you take the medication off and you take the wheels off, I'm as just as disabilitated, dilapidated.
Disabled?
Well, I wasn't going there, but, you know.
Oh,
just
okay, sorry.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I was going there, but you just pulled the word right out of my mouth. I'm just as disabled as the rest of them. You know, but my parents refuse to see it. They see it as, and what's funny is that they don't support a single disabled charity, right? But they have a disabled son who's who is unconfirmed dating somebody who's disabled. I'm not going to mention who.
But,
you know, this person this person is an awesome person. But yet, they cannot. It's frustrating how for 27 years I've put up with this shit, and they can't understand a real-life person who has a disability.
And bear in mind, some people that have disabilities could really can make other people who don't have disabilities look like they're total fools.
And I swear, I'm gonna make them look like fools.
Yeah,
I will hire a lawyer. You know what I
mean? Yeah, and I would.
Well, what are you trying to do that out of, like, vengeance or what? I mean, if that's your goal, then that's not really healthy.
It's justified because for 27 years of my life, I don't think they've understood one iota of what I go through as a person, you know. And when you have parents who are well off, you know, they don't understand their own kid. That's kind of disappointing, number one. And they're both lovely people. I'm not saying they're not. But
they're very nice.
But when you don't understand your kid's wants and needs because he fails to communicate with you because he thinks that you don't understand, you will never understand because they've never been in your 9'5" shoes. It's not even vengeance. It really isn't. It's trying to get them to understand where you're coming from.
And there's so many people out there that could
there's so
support.
Many and there's so many people that have it's there's so much disabled support, but yet people go, oh yeah, no, it's easier for you to get a job than most people.
Sometimes,
no, it's not.
Sometimes people with disabilities. I'll throw myself under the bus here. I have a disability. I try to get jobs. Try to get jobs up the ass. I make success into something that is a job for me because employment-wise, just being frank with everyone, I'm sure people listening to this, I'm not going on a soapbox. It's hard.
No.
I'm making this as an opportunity for people with disabilities. I'm providing what most jobs should be doing for inclusion. And inclusion of both people with disabilities and without.
Right.
And that's what I see. I have business knowledge. Clearly, having that knowledge does help. But if people don't want to say, okay, this person's really good at XYZ, then why should I even apply for a job? Doesn't matter which, if I move or whatnot, because it's that whole point of saying are they going to just want to use me for a year to get a nice tax write-off?
Oh yeah, I mean like
half of my
job, quote unquote, description, right, because I'm a playwright, is making up shit that other people don't want to hear. That's half of it. The other half of it is dealing with reality, and the reality of my reality is that I am a just graduated college student with a girlfriend that wants to move out to get his own apartment, doesn't have enough money to do that. Going back into the job force, parents not understanding how long it does actually have to take a job in the first place, and then on top of that, they're in their mid, they're older than, you know, I don't know how old all the parents are, but they're old enough to know, and they don't get it. What they do see is me, you know, sleeping till 12 o'clock and whatever, and going out and not explaining to them exactly what I do each day.
Yeah.
And
I network wherever I go.
But there's a lot of stuff that I do each day to try to network, to try to further my position as a writer, as a person who can actually speak, you know, and be an advocate for other people. But they don't see that. But what they do see is me yelling at them to try to understand what I go through, and it's very tiring.
It's a shame. I would not know what to do if I was in a situation similar to yours. I'm glad my parents at least understand why I do the radio show, why I'm saying, okay, I want to be self-employed.
Right.
There's a difference between saying, yes, I'm on the computer a lot. Yes, I'm on it. That there's a reason
right.
for that madness. There's a reason why. It's not like I'm playing tiddlywinks or...
No. And no, nobody's like, it's not this. This is what I think my mom and dad understand. Oh, yes, he's playing Tetris. Where's the next meeting? And Putin is actually controlling the Tetris box. So it's
Johnny, you're being quiet. You're a little too quiet now.
Do you want us to cattle prod you? You know.
We're not trying to take over here. We look like you're in the voice.
Exactly.
Just a little
what
bit.
Do you think, Johnny?
Are you in need of a cup of coffee? Or a few cups of coffee?
Or a few cups of many sugars.
Or espresso, which...
Don't fucking...
espresso with Red Hood does not work. It's not...
Sorry. You can say that again.
It's one of
you know.
It's like, okay, it's the whole running around in circle bit.
I'm running around more than usual, like a hamster with his legs cut off.
Yeah, and apparently we have 90 seconds left.
Where did the time go?
An hour of fun and goodness and ramblings makes for a good show.
Exactly.
Well, this is good, Bill. We're back.
This is a show that
we are
so
back
much.
On the map. And Squiggs, I hope you join us again.
I will.
Good. God damn it. Because I need
some. We need some more. We need some more people. More the merrier.
Yes.
So don't hesitate to call in. And we're going to let you guys go. We'll be back tomorrow. And we have a new website coming soon. So
yes. Yes. We have a new website. We have a new website, and I'm going to have 1 second to plug this. We have a new website very coming soon. We have a new website coming soon, and in all seriousness, folks, it's going to be fantastic. In addition I, Red Hood, do provide audio services, so if anybody out there needs audio services, needs the original shit, contact me.
And can't forget about me now.
And you.
So, yes. So, we'll be back tomorrow, 11 p.m. Eastern time on the dot. So, we're going to let you guys go. Enjoy your night.
And with that being Wednesday, good morning, good night, and goodbye.
Yes. Bye.
No, not goodbye. Just until next.